Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
I'm ready to blow it just one more sound.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is your host, Doran Rosenfeld. I'm here with a great coach here, Ava Marie Lindekamp. She stands out as someone who can help us lead a healthy and happy life by taking the steps necessary to manage our own bodies effectively. Now, whether you're head injured or not, I think we all want to do that. She's a personal coach with a wealth of corporate experience to teach information on a variety of platforms. She came to her current position through a traumatic experience dealing with environmental stressors. Apparently, she was exposed to mold in her house, causing her to go on the doctor search, and many of us are familiar with that. She found the answer from a holistic doctor who taught her the importance of balance in the human body. This treatment worked so well for her that she not only healed herself, but dedicated her life to helping others find that same stress-free existence. Now you ask how she does this? She does this by empowering individuals to live a healthy and happy life, coaching based on results. She has used both live events and virtual platforms to coach clients and teams. She has a background in the corporate world, allowing her the knowledge of locating and implementing various resources. That's some of her experience. She also has experience with Toastmasters, public speaking, Habitat for Humanity, volunteering in the face of public disasters, modeling, previous activity, and a previous life dealing with the systems and technology. She has put all this together to coach people effectively for a new lifestyle based on health. Okay, Ava Marie, why don't you say hello to everybody?
Well, good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. And I just want to thank Dr. Rosenfeld to have the opportunity to speak to you this evening and for inviting me to this program. And also, you know, to have this opportunity and platform to share with your audience how they can better handle stress through good nutrition.
I think that's very important, especially right now with the coronavirus, which is keeping everybody locked inside, not doing anything and crawling up and down the walls.
Yes. Very much so.
And I'm sure people are very stressed out now.
Yes, the coronavirus and the things going on in society, there are just so many different stressors that are taking place today. And so people have even more need now than ever to make sure that they're doing what they can to minimize the stress, to keep their immune system strong and their lives as balanced as possible. So
yep.
With that,
I definitely believe in balance.
Yes.
It's a very good thing. Yes? Go on.
It is. Yes. So with that, I thought I would spend a little bit of time sharing with the audience some information on how to handle the stress in the body through how we eat and what we eat.
Good
start.
So with that, I'll
just jump right in. So oftentimes when we're stressed, we will do things rather than being in a conscious way, where we're being unconscious or chaotic in our eating. We could be running around, we could be multitasking, you know, and doing things like cramming food into our mouth because, you know, we're too busy to just sit down and have a relaxing meal. And yes, so eating, you know, while in a stressful state really takes a toll on the body, and it can also, you know, cause problems in the body as well as lower our immune system. So it's important to take time to slow down and, you know, make the experience pleasant. So I also encourage people to try not to be a person who cannot say no to food. So another thing that's happening right now is people are probably eating more than they normally would. In fact, I saw somewhere some research that said many people have gained the quarantine 15. So a lot of people have gained like 15 pounds during this quarantine time because they're actually eating more and doing less, as well as eating more and maybe not eating more healthy. So these people will eat something and they'll be eating it just because they see it, you know, just because you purchased it and you see it, and so you eat it. And it's not, that's not something we want to be doing. We want to be conscious about what we eat and how we eat. And the other thing that's happening is just the fact that people are trying to fill an emotional gap or an emotional need, and actually the eating is not filling the need, but it's just, we call it emotional eating. Mm-hmm. So it's something that also people need to be mindful. So what I do encourage people to do is to practice eating more mindfully. So taking the time to actually sit down and take your time to eat your food, eat with people that you like and enjoy their company. May not always be easy if you're in quarantine and you're in quarantine with someone you don't like. But if it is possible, yeah, that, I mean, that situation is happening. But if it is possible for you to make the experience as pleasant as you can, so that might mean turning off the television, certainly turning it off from the news channel and anything that individuals might find stressful. You know, maybe you want to put on some quiet music, or something relaxing, or you want to light a candle, put flowers on the table. Just do something to increase the environment to make it a pleasant and relaxing event during the day. The other thing that you want to do to be more mindful is to actually take the time to enjoy your food. I have been in some training classes recently with an individual who is a food psychologist. Hmm. And he has, you know, shared some of these things with me. And he talks about the need to really take the time to slow down, you know, chew your food a little bit longer. Actually focus on the taste of the food, the flavors of the food, the texture of the food, the smell of the food. Chances are you'll enjoy it. It will help you to relax, and you probably will eat less. So these are some of the things that I recommend people do. So in addition to how we eat, another important part of that, of course, is what we eat. What we eat is so very important. And as Dr. Rosenfeld said in the introduction, I became aware of the need to pay attention to what I was putting in my body after being exposed to mold. And there's so many foods that can create inflammation in the body or just make the body sick in general. And in addition to my body and my immune system being compromised, having been exposed to the mold, the other part of that experience was a very stressful experience in my life. Part of the reason it was stressful is because I had gone to doctors that were part of my HMO that did not either believe my symptoms or did not know how to manage my symptoms. And so through the holistic doctor and the nutritionist, we were able to determine what food was going to help heal my body, but also to help bring back my level of calmness and also my level of cognition. One of the things that happens to people when they're exposed to mold, and this is actually how doctors are able to determine whether a person has a toxic mold syndrome, is through a test, and it's actually a visual test, but the test is actually testing your brain. And so I was experiencing stress on my body, and because of the stress on my body, it was also stress to my brain. And as a result, my cognition declined. My ability to focus declined. And these are the kinds of things that happen to us when we're under stress. And so it was absolutely life-changing. I say to my mother all the time, I said, we actually were prepared much more so than the average individual for the coronavirus, because we had already been taught strategies and protocols to build our immune system and to heal our bodies and to keep ourselves as calm as we could, because we had already experienced, although it wasn't COVID, it was something different, many of the things that you experience with something like the COVID-19. So what you should eat. You should eat foods that can help tame stress in several ways. And, of course, people know about comfort food, right? We all know about comfort food. like a bowl of warm oatmeal. A bowl of warm oatmeal, you know, it just so nice to have. You know, it's just feels good in the tummy, and it just makes you feel warm and fuzzy. But the other thing that it does is it boosts the level of serotonin, which is a calming brain chemical. So other foods can cut levels of cortisol and adrenaline, which are stress hormones that take a toll on the body over time. And a healthy diet can help counter the impact of stress by storing up the immune system, lowering blood pressure. So let's review which foods are some stress busters. That sound good?
Yes.
Okay, so one of the foods that is a stress buster is we consider them complex carbs. So complex carbs prompt the brain to make more serotonin. And for a steady supply of this feel-good chemical, it's best to eat complex carbs, which take longer to digest. And they're really good choices, including whole grains and pastas, breakfast cereals like old-fashioned, you know, oatmeal, sweet potatoes, brown rice. So these are some examples of some complex carbs. And, of course, you know, our audience members can, there's lots online. You can Google and just Google complex carbs and find the ones that you like and incorporate those in your diet. The complex carbs, yes, can also help you feel balanced by stabilizing your blood sugar levels as well.
And if you like it, you're more inclined to do it.
Yes. Absolutely. So something else that people will run to are what are called simple carbs when they're stressed out. And, you know, dietitians and wellness coaches like myself, we usually recommend that people steer clear of simple carbs, which include things like, you know, the sweets and the sodas. But we know that people, during times like this, we know that people are going to cheat. We'll just say cheat. They're going to cheat a little bit because these foods can hit the spot. They're digested quickly, and they'll lead to, you know, a spike in serotonin. The problem is it doesn't last long. So it's, you know, the simple carbs can actually spike your blood sugar. So, you know, it really is better to do the more complex carbs so, you know, you don't make these stress, don't go to the sweets and the soda as a stress-relieving habit. You really want to form a habit of, you know, either limiting them, you know, nobody's perfect, right? So, well, we're not, you know, everybody has to have whatever it is that they're craving from time to time. But we should definitely, if we can't avoid them 100%, we should limit them as much as possible. So another is oranges. Oranges make the list for a wealth of vitamin C. Studies suggest that vitamin C can curb levels of stress of the stress hormone while strengthening the immune system. So in one study of people with high blood pressure and levels of cortisol returned to normal more quickly when people took vitamin C before they engaged in a stressful activity or task. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, and also they've actually found the one thing that helps with coronavirus is vitamin C.
Yes. So make sure, you know, you're either take, you know, drinking, not drinking. I don't recommend the orange juice because it has too much sugar in it. But eat oranges, you know, or the mandarins, and I highly recommend taking a supplement so that you get enough vitamin C. And then another one is spinach. I actually love spinach. Some people don't. But too little magnesium in the body may trigger headaches and fatigue, mm-hmm. and compounding the effects of stress. So one cup of spinach helps you stock back up on the magnesium in your body. So if you don't like spinach, maybe you like some other leafy greens or some other leafy, you know, vegetables. And so just know that these carry really good sources of magnesium. Or yes. You can also try cooked soybeans or salmon fillet. They're also high in magnesium.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. We recommend that people drink pickle juice for muscle cramps. Because pickle juice is full of micronutrients, all the stuff they use pickling spices. Got a lot of magnesium. And so if you can't sleep at night, just go drink some pickle juice.
Yes. And I'm thinking pickle juice, you know, I don't have Google in front of me right now, but I think it's a probiotic as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, good stuff. And I happened to have a patient the other day who loves the stuff, so that was just great advising him to do that. But most people aren't so positive about pickle juice.
Yes. Well, you know, it used to be very popular, I think. Probably, I don't know, you know, maybe around after the Great Depression, maybe the 40s or 50s. When people, they used to have, you know, neighborhood stores.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling my age now, but they used to have neighborhood stores. They used to have neighborhood stores, you know, and you could go in and you could buy a giant pickle out of a jar, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, people used to love the pickles and the pickle juice. So I think it was very much a fad, and people probably didn't know. You know, that it was a good source of magnesium, and they were happy, and they didn't know why they were happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny how that works.
Let's go get some pickle juice.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
So another food are fatty fish. So to keep stress in check, you know, make friends with natural fatty fish because it has the omega-3 fatty acids found in fish like the salmon that we mentioned before and tuna, and can prevent surges and stress hormones and may help protect against heart disease as well as depression and premenstrual syndrome, PMS.
Mm-hmm.
Right. For a healthy supply of good omega-3s, aim to eat at least 3.5 ounces of fatty fish at least once a week. But I also recommend, you know, if you're not getting your omega-3 from food, you can get it from supplements.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of supplements, you told me before the show started that you were taking a supplement to help relax you. During the show,
I actually did. It's a relaxation supplement, and it kicked in because I, as soon as I, you know, got on the, you know, the show started, I could tell, I could feel myself calming down, and this particular supplement comes in either. A tablet, or it comes in a tea, and I actually drink it every night before I go to sleep.
Smart.
Yes. So it has passion flower in it. It has lavender and chamomile.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. Yeah.
And yeah.
It works really, really.
Too.
Yes, it works really, really well. And, you know, you brought that up at just the perfect time because the next food that I was going to talk about is tea.
Mm-hmm.
So drinking tea may help you recover from stressful events more quickly.
Good,
and
that's what
one
I'm doing
study,
during the show.
Wonderful. One study compared people who drank tea daily for 6 weeks with people who drank another beverage. And the tea drinkers reported feeling calmer and had lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol after stressful situations. So it really does work.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. good. I'm sitting here drinking ginger tea, which is very good for calming one down.
Oh, yes. Ginger tea has a lot of, you know, there are lots of ways that ginger tea helps the body.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I actually even recommend tea with chamomile or lavender, even for children. My granddaughter. She's 7 years old now, but I think when she was about 5 or 6, I'd say, you know, sometimes a warm cup of milk, sometimes, you know, the tea can help. So in addition to tea, so since I brought up the milk is another one of the foods that's recommended, another bedtime stress buster. And is, you know, it's something that people have done for many, many years, right?
Yeah.
You see little stories about people, you know, putting the kids to bed with a warm cup of milk. And research shows that calcium eases anxiety and mood swings, which are linked to PMS. And dietitians typically recommend skim or low-fat milk. I actually, from time to time, will have a glass of warm almond milk. That's my
favorite. Oh, yeah.
But you can have, you know, almond or soy or rice milk. Just, you know, make sure you're checking to see that it has the calcium in it, because we know that the calcium is really going to, you know, ease the anxiety and help you calm down.
Yeah. But I've heard things about cow's milk that is more inflammatory than anything else.
Yes, which is the reason why I don't drink cow's milk. It's just, it has not agreed with me ever.
Yeah.
So people have to do what works for their body. And of course, everybody's body is different, right?
That's true. That is very, very true.
Yeah, everybody's body's different. But, of course, we want to eat as clean as we can. clean and healthily as we can.
That's
true. Another food is...
When you're not eating, what do you do?
When I'm not eating?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Are you meaning exercise, things like
that? Yeah, that's something we do when we don't eat. Yeah, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I would love to talk to you about that. I was going to cover a couple more, if it's okay. I was just going It's okay. I was just going to cover a couple more foods with people in case they, you know, it might be helpful to them.
Yeah, that, Avery. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. So we had talked about the milk. So the next one is pistachios. And pistachios, as well as other nuts and seeds, are a good source of healthy fat. And so eating a handful of pistachios or walnuts or almonds every day may lower your cholesterol can ease inflammation in your heart and arteries, makes diabetes less likely, and protects you against the effects of stress.
And they're darn good, too.
And they're delicious, aren't they? I eat nuts every day for stress. And so, of course, we don't want to overdo it because they really can be high in calories. So
yeah.
I'll typically eat, you know, maybe about 15 or so and a handful.
Yeah.
And then another food that I absolutely love is avocados.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, avocados, yummy, yummy. One of the best ways to reduce high blood pressure and also to get enough potassium is to have a half of an avocado. And it has actually more potassium than a medium-sized banana. I did not know that when I did this research. Mm-hmm. Because I've lately been eating bananas, but I didn't realize. And I love avocados.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of guacamole, you know, made from avocado might be a good choice when you're feeling stressed and craving to eat, you know, maybe a fat treat, you know, but maybe healthy fat treat, right?
Yeah.
Because avocados are high in fat and calories. So, again, you know, just watch your portion size, but it's a very good food for the stress as well. And we did talk about the nuts, but they mentioned this one, and it's because it's just so good for you, is almonds. Yeah, almonds have so many good benefits. Almonds are chocked full of helpful vitamins because they have vitamin E that bolsters your immune system, plus B vitamins, which make you more resilient with bouts of stress or depression. And to get the benefits, just snack on a quarter cup every day. So I think I said that earlier, that I really, you know, the almonds. And one of the things I didn't share with you was that I did a natural athlete competition. I've done two of them now. And so I did it for women in their 60s. It was a sports model competition and then an evening gown competition. And the reason why I thought of it is because we had, you know, in preparation for something like that, it's like preparing for the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 16 weeks of preparation. And one of the foods that we were allowed to eat were the almonds. So that's why I think of almonds. I think of almonds whenever I think of my competition.
Very nice.
And by the way, that, like I said, I hadn't shared it with you, but I actually got first place. So I was Ultra Grand Masters champion. Both times around.
Very nice.
To the almonds, right?
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Thank you. So you had said, okay, so we talked about how to eat. We talked about what to eat. So let's talk about what to do in addition to just food. So the other thing that I do in addition to food as a wellness coach is I'm making sure that people have all the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that the body needs, and I'm making sure that I get them myself. So I take herbal supplements. So that's something else that people can do because most Americans do not get, you know, what's required in their vitamin and mineral intake just through food.
Right.
So there really is a need to take supplements. And there are many herbal supplements, you know, that can can help fight stress. One of the best ones that has been studied is St. John's wort, which mm-hmm. is shown to benefit people with even mild to moderate depression. And although more research is needed, the herb also appears to reduce symptoms of anxiety and PMS. And there's also something called valerian root. Mm-hmm. I think I'm pronouncing it correctly.
There's
less data on that. And let's see. Yeah, I think, you know, I had mentioned, magnesium, but they're just other supplements that I take. I take D3, I take zinc, the B vitamins, and A also mm-hmm. to help with building the immune system, as well as, of course, the vitamin C, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that everyone can do something of, unless they have, very restricted, doctor saying, you can't do this or you can't do that. But usually there's something that you can find to do in the way of exercise, because exercise really does help with stress.
Mm-hmm.
So, besides changing your diet, taking supplements, one of the best stress-busting strategies is to really start exercising. So aerobic exercise boosts your oxygen circulation and spurs your body to make feel-good chemicals called endorphins.
Uh-huh.
So you want to aim for 30 minutes of aerobic exercise 3 or 4 times a week. And, if you're not active now, tell your healthcare provider, that you want to start exercising. And I'm sure they'll root for you, and they'll make sure that you're, will get moving in the right way. Of course, so you should, always check with your doctor, particularly if you have a medical condition or situation where, you need to do a particular type of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
People have maybe they have back aches or they've had an injury. This is where you come in, with a chiropractor to help with those kinds of things, with rehabilitation and whatnot. But you probably recommend exercises as well.
You
work with a physical therapist. But one of the things about exercise that I encourage people to do is to do what they love. It's like if it's something you don't enjoy, chances are you're, going to dread doing it, or you won't do it or try to avoid doing it. So I do a number of different things. One of the newest things that I have done since I've been, in the quarantine or stay at home is cardio drumming. Cardio drumming is pretty easy to do. You just need your ball and your cardio drumsticks. But there's so many things that you can find online. If you don't feel comfortable going to the gym, that you can do at home, either watching, a video or going to, YouTube, and people have exercise classes that you can join. One of the things that I offer are exercise videos through my company, So, and people can get those, and it doesn't cost them anything. So, I hope, you know, you have all gotten something valuable from what I've shared today. And certainly if people are wanting more information from me, would be interested in having a free wellness evaluation done, they can visit my website. And
tell them what that is.
Okay, sure. My website is https://aspire, that's A-S-P-I-R-E, dot H-B, like boy, zoom.com/survey. So they can visit that website, and once they take a little very quick survey, I will get back to them, and I will give them a meal plan that's personalized based on how they've answered the questions, personalized meal plan, as well as a personalized exercise plan. And the exercise plan, as I said, has little videos that they can follow along. And then I'll make some recommendations for them, and, you know, it's up to them whether they want to pursue those recommendations or not. But that's what I offer as a wellness coach.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so they can actually get, in addition to that, they can actually get, you know, recipes and more things like that. So,
right. So you recommend that's how people get in touch with you then, through that website, through the Aspire website.
Yes, they can get in touch with me through the Aspire website, or they can contact me directly. They can email me at AvaHealth. It's AvaHealth@att.net if they want to email me.
Okay.
And you know, there's actually one other thing that I didn't mention, and I just wouldn't feel right if I didn't say it. Because we talked about how to eat, we talked about what to eat, we talked about supplements, we talked about exercise, but there's one other thing that really helps with stress, and that is making sure that you get enough sleep.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to forget to say that. So, yeah, so make sure that you're getting enough sleep. And we talked about it a little bit because we talked about, you know, things that people can drink to help them, you know, calm down and before they go to sleep, the tea or drinking the milk. But, yes, making sure that you get adequate rest and sleep and, I should say, sound sleep. So, you know, create an environment where you can actually get a good night's sleep is very, very, very important for keeping that stress down.
Yes, that's true. So my husband found out, because he's getting older, it's easy to develop problems with his blood sugar. I mean, he's skinny as a rail, but he still has problems with his blood sugar. And he found out if he gets to sleep, if he sleeps a while, sleeps soundly and well at night, his blood sugar is lower in the morning when he takes it.
Very, very good. And I was one of those people, too, who was skinny most of my life. But I don't. A good part of my work life, my 31 years in corporate America, I was not sleeping 8 hours, and you know, corporate life can be stressful. So I don't know that I was sleeping that well when I was sleeping, and then, you know, being a mother and having to get your child up, and there's just so much involved, you know, when you're going through life. But did we have any questions?
Or? No, we don't have any questions, but I will say now that if anyone has a question they'd like to ask Ava Marie about what she was talking about or anything else, I want you to please call in 424-243-9540. Call that number and press 1. And I'll see the phone number flash up on my screen with a little question mark beside it. So I'll know that that person has a question. So call 424-243-9540 and press 1 if you have a question. But since there's no questions immediately up, I wanted to ask you something, Ava Marie. You mentioned briefly in your talk the immune system.
Yes.
I'd like to hear more about that. I mean, how can we help our immune system?
Yes, and, you know, that is, it's so, so important right now, of course. And based on the news today, the number of COVID cases is going going up, and it seems to be going up across the nation. So that's, you know, it's very concerning. And, of course, there may not be anything that we can do to prevent ourselves from getting the COVID, but what we can do is take care of our bodies as best we can. Mm. So, you know, all of the things that I shared today are all going to, when you reduce the stress in your body, you are increasing the likelihood that you're also boosting your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
One of the supplements that I didn't mention is called Epicor, and Epicor has been found to support and strengthen the immune system, and it is. Mm. One of the products that I offer, and I take it actually every evening, and I take it with my the tea with the relaxation tea. It's delicious. I take the relaxation tea and the Epicor, which it's an immunity essential, and it has that, as well as it has zinc and the vitamin C and the vitamin D, all in, you know, the one product. So those are the things that I have been coaching my clients to do to build their immune systems, to make sure that they are, that they're getting the supplements. Really, all the things that I talked about, you know, you even want to do things like limit your time watching stressful TV. So, you know, if you have a habit of watching a news station that raises your blood pressure, that's probably not the best thing to do. You know, so, you know, make sure you know, maybe take some time to say, hey, you know, I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to take an hour off, or maybe you need to shut your screen time down or turn your screen off on your phone or your computer. But I would say that, you know, stress and the immunity system of the body are pretty closely linked. it was good that we were talking about stress today. But in talking about stress, many of the things that you can do, you know, to lower your stress are actually building your immune system. All those good foods I talked about, those are going to build your immunity. The exercise is going to build your immunity. The sleeping 8 hours is going to build your immunity. So, yeah.
And that's the best thing we can do for ourselves now.
That's the best can do for yourself. And the other thing, you know, they talk about social distancing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't like that word. I can't remember what the other word was they said that they preferred, but basically they want to make sure that people are socializing as much as possible. So, you know, maybe you don't still spend as much time with family or friends right now, but make sure that you're connecting. Connection is very,
yes,
very, very important for the immune system. If you're in a home where there's someone that you can hug, studies have shown, you know, that your immune system is strengthened by just hugging someone for 60 seconds.
Okay.
So, you know, connection. Humans need connection. I'll say
yes,
that. Humans need
about
connection.
That.
Yes,
we
and we forget
that.
About that. Yeah. So, you know, humans need connection. And then, of course, the other piece of it is, you know, taking care of your mind. So taking care of your mind and, you know, if you're religious or if you're spiritual or if you just meditate, anything that will ground you or calm you, all of those things are going to boost your immune system as well.
That's true. That's very true. And I just want to throw in here that it's amazing. I've been talking to so many people, and they keep saying, well, pretty soon we're going to get a vaccine for this, and then everyone will be fine. No, we won't.
Mm.
Vaccines, only at their very best, they're only 60 to 70% effective. So I think it's important that people concentrate on their immune system and building that up.
Yes. And
people,
I mean,
seem to think,
of course,
oh, look at a vaccine, I won't have to do anything. No, that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what happens with viruses, I mean, this is a virus. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I don't diagnose. I don't treat and I don't heal people. What I do as a wellness coach is I help people to get as healthy and as strong in their immunity as they can be so that they can, you know, live a better life. That's
crucially important.
Yes, it's very important. What I was going to say is that with the viruses, we don't know what the next strain will be, right? I mean, there's Spanish flu. There was, what was the one before? The H1N1, something like that.
Yeah,
I mean, so we don't know what it could mute into, and I'm not, you know, trying to project any gloom or doom. It's just that people should always be taking care of their bodies, taking care of their minds, and taking care of them, you know, themselves, just holistically, so that they can better be able to take care of themselves. And you know, I wanted to share this also. The world really does need more wellness coaches. you know, I came to this because I got sick, right? But we really need more wellness coaches now more than ever before. And we can see how important our frontline medical people are. So people who are, you know, either doctors or chiropractors or nutritionists, what have you. But wellness coaches have their place as well. 20% of Americans get the recommended amount of weekly exercise, and 1 in 3 Americans that will die from diseases. They die from diseases that are preventable. And then we've got $80 billion and rising that's spent globally, annually, on health and fitness. But statistics, you know, they tell a story. We live in a time where people are needlessly suffering from preventable diseases like never before. And at the same time, we're spending more money than ever on health and fitness. So there's definitely a disconnect. There's a problem. And the problem isn't a lack of resources. It's a lack of guidance and personal inspiration. And so that's where people like myself and possibly some of the listeners, someone who hears this broadcast, if you're, you know, living a healthy lifestyle already, or you're passionate about starting to live a healthy lifestyle, why not use your own journey as a way to inspire others and create, you know, maybe create some additional income simply by sharing what you know, and this can create a ripple effect, and it has an impact on our community and beyond our community. So you have an opportunity like I do, and this is important to me. I call it my mission, you know, to change lives. And in doing so, you know, you're making a difference in the world. You're doing something you really enjoy. And it could be you just need extra money, but what a great way to make it if it's something that touches your heart. You know, why not be the change? Why not inspire others? So the world needs all of us. The world needs you. So if anyone listening to this thinks that they might like to be a wellness coach like myself, there's another website that they can visit. And that website is https://aspire, that's A-S-P-I-R-E .hbzoom.com/wellness-coach. I would love to talk to you. Love to talk to you. Yeah.
Okay, that's good, because I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who would qualify. They just haven't thought of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, this is a departure from what I did in corporate America. The whole health thing, I was associate director of training in HR for AT&T training. And so, you know, my background was corporate education. And then I also was national vice president of professional development for our employee resource group. It's African American professionals of AT&T. So that was the corporation that I worked for. And so I've always had a heart for helping people to be better, do better, you know, maybe live their best. In corporate America, it was to live their best life there. And now that I'm, you know, retired, it's to live your best life in general. But if, like I said, somebody who's listening has a heart for helping people, we need you. the world needs more people who want to help people.
Okay. Does anyone have any ideas now? So told you how to reach her. So I think that's great because especially during these times when everyone's under stress and everyone's freaking out, we need people who can help center people, can help balance people.
Right.
So I'm curious, Avery, we never really talked about it, but you talked about house mold being a problem that got you into this. What exactly happened there?
Oh, well, we have a roof leak. That's actually common. Very common. And the leak was in the walls. So you could not see it. So we were actually sick. You know, some people know about sick houses. So we were actually living in a sick house because we were getting sick in the house.
Oh,
but,
wow!
But we couldn't see anything to tell us that that's what it was. And eventually, the leak came through the ceiling, right?
Oh,
and then we were able to see it, but probably was water was sitting there for a very long time, and of course we had a leak protection company come out. We had environmentalists come out. The environmentalists came out and they tested the levels of mold in the house and determined that we had, toxic mold levels. And as I said, my mother and I were living together at the time, and we went to our HMO, and the HMO, we were having symptoms, well, certainly feeling stressful because we knew something was wrong, but we both lost a lot of weight. We both were having problems focusing. We had skin irritations. It's something that you can, some people, they can feel it.
Yeah.
They can just feel it when they're in the presence of high levels. And we could just feel it, and it just made us feel awful. Actually, almost felt like a burning sensation. And we were having these symptoms, and so the doctors at our HMO were treating some of our symptoms, but they really weren't, healing us, right?
Yeah, they're putting a Band-Aid on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we actually had to seek someone out who could help us. And then when I met with this holistic doctor, happened to be in Mill Valley, California, he had also a nutritionist on staff, and so she was able to help us get our nutrition right so that the mold in our bodies didn't keep growing in our bodies, because that thing about the mold is, mold multiplies. So the foods that we talked about tonight are pretty much mold-free. Because I had to go on a pretty much mold-free diet, sugar-free diet, gluten-free diet, and dairy-free diet.
Wow.
Yeah, to get well. And so he also prescribed things like the, magnesium and some other supplements. And then when I was introduced to the company that I work for, I saw that the same ingredients or, you know, the same vitamins and minerals were in these products that were in the products that the doctor was offering me. And I said, you know what, it just makes sense for me to become a wellness coach because I can,
yeah.
I can heal me and I can heal other people too.
What a concept. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how I ended up where I was. It's, you know, I don't think if I had had this experience, if this is where I would be to be today, but I'm glad that I am. I feel that it's so very important and so very needed. And, you know, the more that I learn, the more that I see people who, you know, have the need. Of course, we've got a big problem of obesity in the United States in addition, and that, you know, obesity creates stress on the body as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's just so much that can be done in the area of health. And the statistics that I, you know, read to you is pretty staggering when you think about it, that we can actually, you know, control a lot of the illnesses that we have because they're preventable. And a lot of them can be prevented by how we eat and how we honor our bodies.
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Honoring your body is so important, and people don't realize that. People think, oh, I'll just take this medication, I'll be fine. But it's not
right.
Quite like that. It's not something we just do once and forget about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
and
it's a constant process.
Right. And I'm one of these people who believes that the earth supplies them, if not everything, most of what we need. You know, Mother Earth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to find, though, because we're busily destroying Mother Earth.
Right. So we have to take care of her, too, so she can take care of us.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's very interesting, because you were, to backtrack a little, you were just mentioning the diseases that have come out in the past few years, the Spanish flu, H1N1, you know, a lot of these new diseases are related to the coronavirus. And it's a kind of environmental crap.
Hmm. Well, I know they're flus, so it's like, okay.
Yeah, but they're thinking that actually this coronavirus, this newest iteration, has a huge, plays a big part in the pollution around us. That just makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So the disease might have been here 100 years ago, but the place wasn't so polluted, so we just never noticed.
Mm-hmm.
But it interacts with the environment and becomes much worse. So this
mm-hmm.
new crop of diseases is nothing like we've seen before. So nothing like the diseases that we've developed vaccines for.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one is concerning our whole life.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, I'm not a scientist, and I haven't read that much, you know, about it, except that, you know, when it was first, we were first made aware of it early on, I read something that said that this virus is more, it's actually smarter.
Yeah.
It's smarter. So in other words, it knows how to attack the body in ways that previous viruses didn't. So, you know, the human body, for the most part, itself in many ways, right? but we were not, our bodies are not able to protect us from this, which I guess is why so many people have gotten ill.
Exactly. And the virus is mutating, so it finds a way to get in and affect us. Because they want to live virus as much as we want to live.
Right. It's scary. You know, it's kind of the whole thing about, like, cancer, how cancer works.
Yeah.
Cancer is like an overgrowth, and it wants to live, too. So.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. And people feed cancer sugar, and it just gets worse. So we have to learn how to protect our bodies against this. And that's why it's so important to not just wait for the doctors to develop a vaccine, but to actually help your own body, help your own immune system.
Right. We have to be proactive. Yeah, we definitely have to be proactive and, be mindful and conscious and aware, and we're not doctors, or you're a doctor, but most of us are not doctors and scientists, so we do our due diligence as best we can.
Exactly.
And not just mindlessly following everything. But
and one of the ways of doing that is to, like, be a health coach like you are. Learn the stuff. And you told people how to, develop that side of themselves if they so desire.
Absolutely. Would love that. And I think we'll probably, after this, we'll see a lot more, doctors and nurses and hopefully health coaches as well. And I read an article also that even spoke to the need for wellness coaches, because some of my clients are my newest client is a nurse.
Uh-huh.
And, it's like they're taught specific things, and they're taught to use, medicine versus more natural means for taking care of the body. And so,
but they're taught to wash their hands.
Yes.
They are taught to scrub.
Which is a good thing. Yeah, which is a good thing. But yeah, she was like, she's excited to be working with me, and she's learning things from me. So, there's a place for us where the medical industry is not covering all the bases, and doctors and nurses, they are experts at what they do. But for daily living,
Western medicine is not the answer.
For daily living, I've always been a person who promotes having a mentor or a coach. And that was one of the things that I did do that is a carryover from my having been at AT&T when I was professional development. One of the things that I was responsible for was our mentoring program. A couple of mentoring programs, but the mentoring program was to match leadership with people who they were grooming, to move up into leadership positions. But I recognized the value of having wise, experienced counsel. Someone who had led the way, someone who had walked the walk to lead the way. I'm sure some of the listeners are familiar, with Harriet Tubman. And, she went back and she knew the way to freedom, and she'd go back and get slaves and take them to freedom, but she knew the way. And so I use that analogy. And so in my way, I consider myself a health conductor.
Uh-huh.
So, I am learning the way, have learned the way in some areas. And what I do is I go back into the community and reach out and say, hey, do you want to come with me and take them with me?
Very nice.
What I do. That's what I do.
Okay. Well, I don't see any questions, and I'm kind of running out of things to say. And I don't know, would you like to talk about some successes that you've had without, I mean, you talk about yourself, obviously, but some of the successes you've had as a health coach?
You mean with some of my clients?
Yes.
Well, I would say the majority of my clients have come to me because they want to improve their health by losing weight.
Uh-huh.
And so many, because obesity is such a problem in the United States, and there's so many illnesses associated, you know, there's the hypertension, there's diabetes, so many things are linked to obesity. And I would say the majority of my clients who've come to me have come to me because they wanted to lose weight. And while I don't have statistics I can share with you, the client that I had the most success with was an individual who came to me, and so I got him on a lean and fit weight loss program. He was not able to do a lot physically, but what I did was, recommended things that he could do, and recommended, a meal plan and the supplements that he needed to take. And he was able to lose 75 pounds.
Very nice.
Really changed his life. He's got lots more energy now. He was lethargic and he looks like a totally different person. He just feels so much better about himself.
Wow, that's great.
Right, and so, and I don't know that he had medical things that he was trying to overcome, but, I've had people, some of my clients who have increased their energy, who have increased their mental alertness, who've been able to sleep better at night. Many have said that they, even once their nutrition gets better, that they've been able to, they say, I lost 11 pounds and now I can actually sleep better. I can sleep through the night. And it's amazing. So, let's see, sleep, weight loss, energy. I'm sure there's much more. There are people who've actually had their skin clear up.
Yeah.
Because if you're putting toxins in your body, it can show up in your skin as well. So, I also offer outer nutrition as well. So things for your skin. And, of course, the skin is the largest organ in the body, so we have to take care of it. And then people who've had maybe even less headaches because they're hydrating correctly. So all kinds of things that that people can be dealing with. And, you know, maybe they tell their doctor, maybe they don't. You know, maybe they think, oh, it's too trivial. It's like, oh, very, you know, headaches all the time. And it's like, well, or, you know, maybe I'm just eating bad food and I don't know what good food is. And so,
I've been able to help
a lot of people.
Well, that's good news. So hopefully someone will take your advice, because I don't see any questions here. So we can close things down unless you have one last thing you'd like to say.
No, we can close things down. I'm good. I, like I said, I hope people have enjoyed this, my sharing, and have found some value in what I shared. Maybe I can give my website again, just in case they didn't catch it. Okay, so if they want to take the survey, it is https://aspire.hbzoom.com/survey. And if they would like to find more information about becoming a wellness coach, that's https://aspire.hbzoom.com/wellness-coach. And if they just want to email me, they can email me at avahealth@att.net.
Okay. Very nice. I hope people got that. Okay, well, thank you very much for talking with me tonight, Ava Marie. You were wonderful. And encouraging everyone out there to be nutritionists and health coaches like you are. I think that's wonderful. More power to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Rosenfeld, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your show to speak with you this evening.
Thank you for
I really appreciate it.
Okay. Goodbye now. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.